One of the critical things that we talk about in this town and don't talk enough about in this town is child neglect and child abuse. And with us is Myra Weir, who is the director of the Hamilton County. What's the rest of the title?
Hamilton County Department of Job and Family Services.
It's a big title. You have a big business card, but you've also got a very big job. Tell us what's going on, Myra.
Well, April is the month where we recognize, sadly, abused and neglected children. And so statewide, we want to have on April 12th, everyone wear blue to work to just say, let's take pause and think about this. Every 30 minutes, a child is abused and neglected in the state of Ohio. We touch 1 in 8 children in Hamilton County through our services. So if you just think about that, it could be a neighbor, a friend, a family member that is at risk or has been abused and neglected.
Wait a second. One in eight children who are abused or neglected, or just 1 in 8 children, period?
1 in 8 are at risk or have been abused and neglected.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's one too many.
It's a devastating number.
It really
of
is.
Yes, it is. And you know, a lot of what we'd like to do is, I think a lot of this is prevention, and how can we as a community, you know, start to think through prevention measures that really can step in before something happens. I mean, if you think about a parent who is overwhelmed, be that kind person that says, hey, let me help you out. Maybe I can watch your kids for the weekend or help out tonight. Or if you see somebody, you know, struggling, just see what you can do. Become a mentor to a child. I mean, those are really positive and powerful relationships for children. Be a big brother, big sister. Be a mentor to a parent or a child. Become a foster parent. We are seeing an increase in need of foster homes, sadly, in this community. You could also be a relative caregiver, alternate caregiver for someone. So there are lots of opportunities to really help. But what I would like people to take, you know, think about is what can we as a community do to have more prevention efforts so that children don't even actually end up having, someone doesn't have to call
our
system.
They don't need the services. They need the care before they get there.
We are sadly, you know, typically we have calls to our 2-for-1 kids hotline between 500, 450 to 550. We are hitting record numbers right now. People calling us, I mean, as much as 700. And I think I heard yesterday that we almost hit 800. So if you just think about that, I mean, the good news is people are calling. But the sad news is people are calling because they're very concerned about a child. So
are you talking about 700 calls a day?
A month. For our 2-for-1 kids hotline.
Too many.
So it's a lot. When you think about our average has been about 450 to 550.
Right.
Yeah, it's way up.
So two takeaways from this. The number to call is 2-for-1-KIDS.
If you want to make a report, if you're concerned about a child, and you can be anonymous, so you don't have to worry about that. And if you have any concerns, please call 2-for-1-KIDS. We've got fantastic staff that will ask questions to kind of just get to the bottom of what's going on to see if it's inappropriate for us to be involved. Maybe we can refer you to a community service, which would be awesome.
And the other takeaway is that this Wednesday is Wear Blue Day.
Yes, so we would like everybody to wear blue in recognition of this discussion.
That's an easy thing to do. Wear your blue.
Myra Weir, thank you so much for coming by and filling us in about it.
Thank you for having me.
You bet.